This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A year ago today, the former head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency sat at a desk in a Montgomery law firm and, with the cameras rolling, publicly accused Governor Robert Bentley of an affair. Spencer Collier detailed an ongoing relationship between Bentley and a former advisor. A recording surfaced of the governor having a sexually driven conversation, adding fuel to the scandal. A year later, the shockwaves are still reverberating. Bentley faces an impeachment push, and the question of whether he did anything illegal is driving several investigations. We look back and look ahead with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us, as he does most Thursdays, to talk politics. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, you broke the story in a column that was posted the night before Spencer Collier gave his press conference. And I wonder what you recall of the political climate at the time and how that looks a year on.
Well, there was a lot. I think the thing that sticks out to me really is how all of these sort of leadership issues kind of connected, because if you remember, this would never have come out if the governor, if according to Spencer Collier, the governor and his aide, Rebecca Mason, had not tried to interfere in the investigation of Mike Hubbard, the Speaker of the House, who would later be convicted. So it's not just this one isolated thing, but this era of corruption or mismanagement or bad government or bad leadership.
So kind of the idea that there was the political undercurrent made this all come to the surface.
Right. There was complaints that Ms. Mason was interjecting herself into the investigation, which Collier says is what really outraged him and drove the rift between him and the governor.
Well, in writing about this, you mentioned that Bentley's press conference where he responded to the accusation, you describe it as one of the worst and ill-advised press briefings in Alabama history. What jumps out to you about how the governor has responded to this unfolding situation over the last year?
I mean, it's terrible. I mean, he was getting terrible advice from the beginning, just standing there and saying things like, you know, it wasn't physical. Then he was asked, you know, we had heard tapes by then. He was asked, then why did you talk about coming up behind her and touching her in those areas we won't talk about on the radio? And he could not answer. I think he's been stunned throughout that people did not simply accept his vague apology and has been resentful that people are still concerned about it.
Well, for the Republican Party itself, what has this scandal meant for them as an organization?
Well, it has, you know, in the Republican Party, which really had been unified under under Mike Hubbard, there has really been driven a wedge. You know, Ed Henry and some of the other Republicans have really pushed for impeachment. It's kind of split the party among those who say Robert Bentley is bad for us and others who say, well, he's our us. That's going to be, you know, hammered out in coming days, I believe. But it's certainly created a kind of dual party within the party.
Well, looking ahead, we have 23 lawmakers who did support articles of impeachment against Bentley. State Representative Ed Henry, that you mentioned there, publicly said last week to a Dothan TV station that the governor would resign by mid-April. Now the governor's denied all of these rumors that he's going to resign, doing so in Birmingham even yesterday. But the fact that we've gone from simply rumors to a state lawmaker saying on the record a resignation is coming, how significant is that?
Honestly, I take it with a grain of salt, because I do not really believe that Ed Henry can see the future or know exactly what's going to come. Anybody who has followed this case in recent days has heard all these rumors, but we have heard many rumors before. So I prefer to take a wait and see on that. I'm not sure that he has inside information.
Well, I guess along with that grain of salt, you write that a state ethics commission report that's expected to be released on April 5th. I guess I should say there's some lawmakers who believe that the governor can't survive, but you're skeptical of that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who think that they will charge Bentley with something on April 5th, or they will refer it to the attorney general, and there is an awful lot of talk about that, and people have started to take it as true. My skepticism is merely that we don't, if we know a month ahead of what the Ethics Commission does, what the Ethics Commission is going to do, we've got another problem. And so I think that a lot of people look at that with sort of wishful thinking.
If Bentley does resign, does this, it's all over, it all goes away?
You know, that's unsure, because you've had federal interest, you've had the attorney general interest. You know, I think that he could probably cut a deal to make that happen. But you just don't know. We have the U.S. Postal Service looking at some things. I mean, it may be bigger than that.
Well, you write that after a year, Alabama is no closer to honest government or leadership. Do you see anything, any silver lining, anything good that has come out of this?
I do think there have been some good things about it. I mean, I think people have started looking at government, looking at spending, looking at flights, looking at those kinds of things. And we're no stranger to corruption in the state. We've seen it time and time and time again. And the one thing you get for the short time after somebody gets caught is that the politicians are scared straight for a little while. And so maybe that's our best hope.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.